Joni, when someone passes away from her graduating class that she graduated with from high school, we were looking at old yearbooks. She showed me her senior year yearbook, and there's a bunch of little X's by people's pictures. And I said, what's that about? And she said, well, when people die, I X them out.
Don't X them out.
You do. You put an X. No, and there's different colors. And some of the X's, y'all, some of them she had to cross out because they weren't dead. She had to take it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
All right. Hey, welcome everybody to episode 99 of Designer Cornbread. Yes, once again, you have stumbled upon us and fallen flat on your face.
You're on your face.
And you can't get up. So you're stuck.
I gotta look at my notes.
I know. I printed out my notes and everything. I was so proud of myself. It's been a minute.
We are really together.
We are. People know. They know what to expect. So, hey, are you back? We need an update on just everything with you. You look like you have clothes on.
I have clothing on.
Real clothes.
Yes. Okay. Real clothes. Okay. Uh-huh. And makeup and deodorant.
Oh, look at you.
No, I'm a real person. She's a real girl.
She's a real girl.
Anyway, good job. So, yeah. So today was our last day of in-service. And, and this week is, it's just that wonky week where tomorrow the juniors and seniors will come. And then Wednesday, the freshmen come. And Thursday, the freshmen and sophomores come. And then Friday, everybody is there. So we got to try to break the freshmen in easy.
Right. So the juniors and seniors, once they start, they just come one day and have an orientation.
Yeah, okay. They just come and they go over all that, because they go through a lot of stuff. Like juniors, that's when you buy your class rings, right?
Okay.
Jostens is our company that handles that. And so Jostens will be there to talk about that. Seniors, they're going to go through all kinds of information, on
graduation and pictures.
Right.
It's just a whole day instead of taking time on the, that does sort of make some sense.
Yeah.
Going to do a little orientation.
And bless the little freshies' heart. And then the freshies come. And they've got to figure out their way around. And it's a big deal. So my school has about 1,200 people, 1,200 kids in it.
It's a good-sized school.
A little less, but about 300, almost 300 in every class. And so, you've got packed hallways, it's
classes
a big deal. So
to get to and lockers to do and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And so some of these kids are coming from, because we have one high school in the county. Mm-hmm. And so, but we have like down at Pickwick, you have Pickwick Southside, and they have the elementary and the middle school there. So those kids haven't even gone to like Hardin County Middle School. They have their own middle school.
Oh, so, that's far for them to come. That's a pretty decent bus ride.
Right. So, so they really get thrown into, Pickwick is such a, I call it the secret gem of Hardin County because it's a wonderful school. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Wonderful school down there. I loved it. Taught down there a few years ago or so. Well, several years ago. And, very community oriented and, it's the place where the parents are still behind the teachers and it's just a really.
Do they have like PE class on the lake Do they have like,
they don't,
do they have like, it's wave actually, runner class?
It's actually pretty far from the lake.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, just, boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
I was picturing all kinds of
that
good.
That would be, I know.
Joni's out there. I am the substitute PE teacher.
I would like to now transfer from culinary to be PE teacher at Pickwick and.
Yep. And tubing. We're getting on that tube.
We're tubing.
We're getting on that tube right now.
I would like that to be my new job.
The barrel of fun is coming. Oh, my word. Okay, so, I misunderstood. So it's a regular school. Okay, boring.
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah. It's so, yeah. No. Anyway, so that's what they do. And, I mean, they get thrown into, you know, coming from such a small school, small community to, boom, hey, here's 1,000 people.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very big adjustment for all kids. So that's neat that they do it. And I guess other schools probably do that, too, where they have days dedicated to each of the grades. You can get to know your, I'm sure you're kind of do your homerooms and you kind of just figure all that stuff out. So that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bless their hearts. It's so hard. I mean, you just stand in the hall every time the bell rings. Hey, you know, where you going? You know, where you going?
Yep.
And they're just like,
and
lost.
They're just like the deer in the headlight.
Deer. Yeah.
I don't know. I want to go home. Not yet, honey. A couple more bell rings. It'll be okay.
And I am. And I'm like, hey, 2 weeks, this is going to be, you got it. You know, it's just, it'll
everything's
all be
new
fine.
When it's new. Like, none of us know how to do things that we don't know how to do yet. So they will be fine. But I know it's a whole new batch. And they just start looking younger and younger. I'm sure you find that to be true.
I remember my grandmother saying, she said, I know I'm getting old when I open up the newspaper and I wonder what all these 12-year-old, you know, girls are doing getting married. You know, they're not 12,
they're
grown women, but when you're looking at them, they just, you know, they look like babies.
Yes. Or like, we get that all the time with, you know, my mother-in-law and different people, you know, with like their doctors and stuff. They're just like, what? Did you graduate from medical school?
That young buck.
No, exactly. Have you told that story?
I don't know if I've told that story or
you
not.
You need to tell it because it's one of my favorite stories.
So my grandmother, y'all, she loved some food. And so she was in the hospital and my granddad was telling this to me. And so she's in the hospital and he said, well, your grandma got all riled up today. And I said, oh no, what happened? He said, well, he said, the doctor came in and he said, and he may have been a resident because he did look, you know, very young, but he came in and he said, now, Miss McCaleb, you're going to have to stop eating country ham. And he said, your grandmama sat straight up in that bed and she looked at him and she said, you listen here, young buck. I'm 84 years old. I don't know how much older you want me to get. And I'll tell you right now, if I die with a piece of country ham in my mouth, I'll die a happy woman.
That's right. I've been eating country ham.
Ham my whole life. Yes, I forgot
and
that
was it. How much longer do you want me to live? Oh,
84
young buck.
Years old. How
That's
much older
so
you want me
good.
To get?
Bless her heart.
Yeah, he said, listen, she said, you listen here, young buck.
I
got that
wait.
Storage. Yeah, I'm using it.
I can't wait till I get to pull that one out. But yeah, go ahead and eat that country ham. You're 84. Just carry on. So
carry
awesome.
On.
Okay, so how's your schedule, though? You're getting adjusted and adapted and,
getting your room ready. So it's all good. You know, I hate the beginning of school.
Yeah.
I hate it because, one, you know, I'm used to knowing all my kids. Right. I'm used to everybody knowing what they're doing. I'm used to, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, you come in and you've got all these kids you don't know. You don't know what their talents are. They don't know, you know, it's a whole readjustment.
Yeah, that's hard for the teachers every time too.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and then it's safety and sanitation at the very beginning. And that's a lot of lecturing, a lot of book work, a lot of, you know, and I like to be going and doing and, you know, I like to be busy. So it's just an adjustment. And then you've got kids who they come in, their schedules aren't right, or they need to drop this class, or they need to do that. And so
you don't even know for a couple of weeks till it shakes out, like who's in your class.
No. And as a matter of fact, this week, maybe I shouldn't tell this on the air, but like this week, I don't know who's going to be in my classes. So, I mean, I do. I've got my roster and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I also have mixed classes. So I may have sophomores in with juniors and seniors. Mm. I may have, you know, it's just all across the board because they can be, you know, in Culinary 3 as a sophomore. They may be in it as a senior. They, you know, they could be in Culinary 2 as a senior. It's just right. all over the place.
Oh my goodness.
So these first few days, I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
No. You're just getting to know people. You're just kind of.
I am like, here is what you're going to need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's my first day. I just come in. One, I don't know how long they're even going to be in my class that
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Oh, weird. Okay.
I won't do anything until Friday. And Friday, when they're all together, then I'll go over all the rules, all yeah. the expectations.
Well, there's no point in saying it. Two and three, right. you know, that right. that doesn't yeah. seem, everyone yeah. can kind of just chill, get their, yeah. you know, get their bearings yeah. a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is, yeah, it's interesting.
Speaking of schedules being messed up, this has triggered a memory in my brain of when I was a wee seventh grader, little seventh grade Holly, and we lived in University City, for those of you in St. Louis, and so at that time, I was in the U City public school system, and so I was at Brittany Woods. Those of you who even knows what that is, but Brittany Woods Middle School, and I'd been there for sixth grade, and it was a decent sized camp. You know, it was kind of, you went to different buildings, you had a locker, like it was kind of, you know, all that stuff. But something happened between sixth grade. I don't know what happened, but. When I got there, so maybe this is why I have these weird dreams. This is probably part of why I have the dreams of like not knowing my schedule. I never thought about that. Okay, anyway, we'll get back to psychoanalyzing my dreams in a minute. But I got there, and I don't even know how I found out. But somehow they had messed up my schedule, just like what you're talking about. Like they had messed up my schedule, and I don't really know how or what happened. Again, I was seventh grade, and all that, but something had messed up and I wasn't in like the classes that I was supposed to be in, for example. And the main ones that were troublesome were, I was supposed to be in, Latin too, cause I'd taken Latin in sixth grade. And I don't know why I took Latin, cause my sister took Latin and it was fun. And you learned about mythology and you had a toga party at the end of the thing. So that's all I knew why I was in Latin. I'm not saying I was like some brainiac. I just was there for the toga.
You were there for the party. Toga. Yes.
I was there for the costume event at the end. And if that surprises anyone, I don't know. And it was cool because you learned about the Greek gods and all that stuff. So, but I wasn't in Latin too. And then the main thing that also was really a bummer, I hadn't gotten signed up for band. Mm-hmm. And I had been in band sixth grade because, again, it's public school. We have a good, you know, good program and all that. And I'd even been first chair flute. I played the flute, for those of you that want to know. And I wasn't signed up for band. And so it was, like, really kind of devastating because then, like, you can't always get in. Like, they didn't have a spot for, you know, they fill spots and it was a whole thing. And I remember my parents being really annoyed. I do remember that, them being like, what is going on? But I remember like wandering the hallways. I have no idea. Like, I didn't know where to go. I just went into a friend's class. I'm like, I think I'll come in here. I'm supposed to be in Latin too. I'm just going to come in this class. Cause like my schedule was so messed up. I had to go meet with the principal, Mrs. Hockett, and she was really scary. And, and all I know is I was only there for a couple weeks because then my parents pulled us out and we ended up at Westminster Christian Academy for the rest of my schooling, which they had already been thinking about. It wasn't like, they messed up her schedule. Let's go pay millions of dollars and send her to private school. But that had been in the works.
They shouldn't have messed up your schedule.
They shouldn't have messed up my band and my Latin too. Okay. Tell you what. But I remember it being so kind of weird because I was just like wandering around, literally like everyone's in class and I don't know where to go. And that does explain a lot of dreams that I have. I mean, I know everyone has some of those dreams about like you can't get your locker open or you can't. But like I have ones about class schedule a lot.
Yeah.
Like that I don't have my schedule. Only they're always at Westminster. I will say that. They're always taking place at Westminster, but like, I don't have my schedule. I don't know my schedule. I don't know what classes I'm supposed to go to. I go to the office and I try to talk to Mrs. Barker and I try to figure it out.
You're just lost as a goose.
We'll just let you all think whatever you want to think. can't find my locker. It's supposed to be by Greg Savopoulos because it's always by Greg Savopoulos because that's our last names. We're in alphabetical order, but I can't find mine and I don't have a locker and it's a whole situation.
I have dreams frequently like that, like I've just skipped an entire college class. Like yeah. I didn't know. I mean, yeah, not same, like I was laying same. Out.
No, but like I've never
gone to
it. I didn't
know that I had it.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I've all of a sudden I've got like, you've got an exam. And I'm
like, yeah. I realize I'm supposed to have been going.
Yes.
And I'm like,
yes.
Oh no, is the prof like, where is it? And is he going to let me in? And am I failing? And yes. I've had that exact one too. It's horrible. Yeah.
It's horrible. It's a horrible dream.
You wake up.
I do
want to
kind of
like,
know what the psychological meaning behind that is.
Because, well, I don't know. I think it just means like not getting the things, you know, letting things slip and not, you know, not getting all the things done. No. And as mothers, guess what? I haven't had those dreams for a while, but when I was raising kids, I had them all the time.
All the time.
Because apparently I was out of control.
It's panic. It's such a panic. And it wakes you up. Yep. It wakes you up. It's such a panicky.
And you feel horrible. Yeah. You're like, you just feel terrible. Yeah. You know, that whole class is gone. Mine was always a math one or like there's some history one. I don't know.
Yeah, history. Like, mine was a history all the time. I don't know what
that
is.
And I was like,
but,
oh, shoot, I'm supposed to have been going to this class.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, on that note of, hang on, I'm totally losing my mind. Today, this past week, you know what I did?
What did you do?
I went to a Michael's craft store and I stood at the self-checkout for several minutes waiting for the checkout lady to come and help me check out. And I stood there and waited at the self-check. Did I know it was a self-check by the big, huge screen facing me? Nope. I didn't know. She comes over, bless her heart, starts helping me scan and bag stuff like the complete idiot that I was. I mean, Joni, I stood there looking around like, where is the checkout lady?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
they're probably watching you on camera going,
they probably are. They probably, I just stood there, didn't, and I mean, I'm not a complete idiot, but this was new at the Michaels. I hadn't been since they put these in. And apparently the giant screen facing me was no clue.
Yeah.
And I could tell you what, I could feel the shame and scorn of my children from afar. I felt them shaking their heads in disdain and scorn.
Did you feel me like ducking behind the flowers so that nobody knew that I knew you?
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie. And she was so sweet. She stayed there with me and bagged all my stuff like I was a complete incompetent. So that was great.
It's going real good, Holly. Real good.
It's going just
my gosh.
I know. I'm sorry. Oh. I just had to confess it. That way, that way it's out there. So,
well, yeah. I have something that I want to talk about.
Oh, good.
If you're good. Okay.
I'm ready.
You and I both are, it gets on our nerves when people like start pushing the season.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you've got, you know, 13 more weeks until Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked
about
this.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, so I'm going to approach something here. Mm-hmm. We are still in the dog days of summer, but football season is coming at us real quick. And for the high school, August 16th starts our Jamboree. And then the next week is our first football game. I think that's the 25th.
It's going to be so hot.
24, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mississippi State has their first home game on August 31st.
Yeah. We're down to under 30 days.
I mean, we are here.
Yep.
We are here. So I want to give some advice on tailgating.
Oh, good.
Or just for those of you who maybe your child's going to college for the first time, you want to start doing this thing. And I have now been doing this for so many years.
She's a pro. You're a seasoned pro. Absolutely. I think this is good because some of this is preparation. Like you said, if you're as a service, you're doing a service.
Now is the time though to start preparing for it. I mean, it's here and it's time.
You're right. Okay.
It's time to start gathering.
It's start to gather your supplies. Okay.
My first piece of advice is find somebody to help you. I mean, if there's somebody else going to that school, find another family, call them and say, hey, I'm thinking about tailgate. Would y'all like to tailgate with us? And here's why I'm telling you that is because I do it all by myself. And it is a lot. It's a lot.
And a lot of people do it with a group of a few families. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is going to help you immensely if you have people there.
Yes.
So, okay. I mean, and obviously you're going to need tents and those, you're going to have to figure out how many people and what you want, what's your layout, what's your plan,
right?
As to how many tents that you need.
It's very worth it to have a tent. I mean, everyone knows that because you all see pictures, you guys aren't idiots, but I think, you know, some people might think, oh, I can get away with not having one. It's very helpful to have one.
Especially, tailgate traditionally, I mean, it started like you let down your tailgate.
Your car.
And now it's moved to, you know, these big elaborate settings, these big things. Look, you're first, don't worry about being elaborate. You don't have to have, you know, the hanging chandeliers and all that stuff.
No, don't
do that. But you may need two tents. You may need three.
Because it's hot and because it can rain a little. And because you can get seen by people, like they see your tent and know where you are. Right.
We started with one tent when we first did it. It was our kids and our friends. Well, their friends kept coming. And we realized real quick we needed more space. So I ended up with two tents. I think I just have two. And our tailgate has grown.
Yeah.
So after you get your tents and get it, y'all, if you are in the South, make sure you get tent panels. You want those panels coming down. You need to block as much sun as you can because
it's the sun. And in those afternoon games and more, like that will be killer.
It is. It's a killer. So
invest
in your tent panels. Next thing you're going to need is a wagon. If you have to schlep all that stuff across campus, you're going to get a wagon. You may have to get two again.
No, for sure.
It's all dependent on how much stuff that you have to bring.
But even with very little, a wagon, by the time you put the tent and a couple of chairs or the cooler in that, like you'll fill a wagon.
You will fill a wagon.
Easily.
Yeah, that's where I'm saying you may need two.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're going to do.
Yeah. Okay.
So everything's going to go in the wagon. You're going to need chairs. I'm trying to think what order, how I built everything up. You will need tables. Just get those tables to put your food on.
Mm-hmm. Just one to start. Again,
just one to start.
Just get one 6-foot fold-up table.
Here's what I have now. We now do two tents. Mm-hmm. And I have two long tables. And again, though, y'all, my kids bring everybody and their brother to this thing. And we set our chairs up. Now, you may not want to do this. Eventually, once JB got out of band.
Right. Because y'all went to the games.
We went to the games.
When you would tailgate and then go to the game.
Because
JB was in the marching band, which was a huge deal. Right. Yeah.
And I finally said, Ron, for what we are paying for season tickets, we can buy a big screen TV, and that's where the other tent came in, and another tent, and we can sit there. We'll still feed the kids. We still get the
atmosphere. Be a part of it. Have a lot of fun. Watch the game. Yeah,
we can watch the game on, you know, right there in the comfort of our chair, and you're not
have your little snacks. Have your
120. And this, what prompted me though, is the first three home games. Mississippi State always said first three home games. Y'all, it's 120 degrees in this day. I mean,
it's brutal.
Brutal.
It's brutal. And it's like the enjoyment level is a little.
So we got a generator. Mm-hmm. And you can find them. I think ours is a Westinghouse. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get a $1,000 generator. I think I did pay like $300 or $400 for it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be one of your biggest expenses. We have a little table that we set the TV on, and we get the dish package, and we can watch other football games while we're waiting for Mississippi State.
You get the dish that you use at home. The generator is a good just emergency at home. Like, so it's not even that it's I can justify anything if you really need my help. I can I can help you out. But you know, it's a generator, which is always good to have.
No, and it's good too. I mean, I take my fan this when it's hot, I take my rotating fan.
We are menopausal. We have got to have a fan, people. That's right. It's not, and it's not like in the old days, like you said, where you'd be all bundled up a lot and cold. Yeah. It's hot for quite a while. So we got to have a fan.
And you also need to plug in, you need that generator. Because you need to plug in crock pots or warming boards or whatever. So
give people a, so, I mean, you're getting to like the level you're at. What's the start out package?
So tent, you need a tent. You need the tent visors, what I call them, the tent side curtains, things. Side things. You need chairs.
A few chairs for your people that you, for your family. And kids are coming. Yep. They can sit on a blanket. Bring a blanket. Sit,
okay. A wagon. You need a cooler. And food.
Really, from there, I was going to say, because even like all the crock pots and stuff, like if you, I mean, everyone pretty much has, but if you wanted, you know, if you don't have a generator, then you can't do that. But even if you'd start with just doing food that just doesn't need that, you can... You can kind of do that.
You can build up.
And then get your generator and get your stuff.
Get your feet wet. Get your feet wet. Well, you know what you're going to do. You know, and here's the thing. Like if Holly lived here, I would so be putting Holly in charge of decorations. I'll do the food. You're bringing the decorations.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean,
which you did a good job though. Let me tell you, your little kit of that stuff that you had when we went for Halloween. Was that Halloween? I don't know. It was cute. She's got all the little banners and all the little things. So she acts like she didn't do it, but she did it.
I do. Well, now, I mean, but I didn't do that when we started.
Right. No, of course not. I didn't,
you know, it builds just up. Trying to, but now that I'm sitting there, I mean, I want to be comfortable. I want it to look good.
Absolutely.
There are so many things. You can get cheap tablecloths. You can get, you know, my kids had flags that they, you know, Mississippi State flags. I've hung those up. All kinds of
lights,
stuff.
So little lights. Some people for night games do little lights, you know.
I've seen them even have like milk jugs where they've put lights down in the milk jugs. And it's cute. I mean,
people get fancy up there.
I'm just going to tell you, if your child's going to Ole Miss and you're going to go.
Prepare your heart. Don't listen to what we're saying. You got to get all your stuff now.
You're going to Ole Miss. You better have a deal with the florist and get your hanging chandeliers.
Get it together. Yeah. Okay.
You go to Mississippi State. We're going to have a grand old time.
We're going to carve a pumpkin stick it out there.
So I did. Y'all, it was so fun with tailgate. The one that Holly came to, I had Caleb. You know, Caleb is a wood carver. He does all kinds of stuff. So I had him carve Mississippi State. The logo into a pumpkin.
Yes, it was so cute. He did a great job.
One of John Garrett's friends came and she has a bulldog and she brought her bulldog, Opal.
Opal, we were the queens of the tailgate.
It was a pretty legit tailgate on that.
The Opal, I think I'll have a picture. I'll send you those pictures of the pumpkin with Opal, the bulldog sitting next to it.
It was so great. And so then, I mean, then if you want your TV satellite, you can add all that later.
Yeah.
You can. Now, here's what I do. I make a list because we're going down. I'm not doing it as much this year. I'm not. That's okay. Caleb's gone. It's just a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
So I look at who we're playing.
Yeah.
And I base my menus a lot of times on who we're playing. So when we're having, if we're playing Kentucky, you know what I make?
She made some fried chicken.
I make fried chicken.
She made fried chicken.
We have fried chicken.
We do.
And we have Kentucky Derby pie.
There you go.
And if we're playing Arkansas, we're having some barbecue.
Do we? Some pig. We're having some pork.
And if we are doing Texas, we smoked a brisket.
You don't have to think about it. You just know what it's going to be based on who you're playing. Okay, let me think of a good one to add. Okay, I'm trying to trick you on something. What do you do when you're playing Auburn?
Auburn.
What are you going to do for that?
I think with the Auburn, I just do like hamburgers.
Yeah, that sounds good. They don't deserve it.
They just, yeah.
Listen to us. They're just a hamburger kind of team. Oh, they're my gosh. We're so rude.
Yeah. Some of them don't really have.
Right. If it's not obvious. Know,
what do you do with Alabama?
If you play Mizzou, you need to have the toasted raviolis and you need to have the Ted Drews shipped down. I mean, come on now.
You'll have to bring the Ted Drew when we play Mizzou. But we actually are playing Mizzou, but it is the Saturday after Avery gets married. I had plans, Holly.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. You're going to have to rearrange your entire life. Okay. That's just what's happening.
We're playing Mizzou at home.
And, I know. I was really trying to think of a game to get down for this year, but I don't think I'm going to make it either. So
got too much going on.
We have a lot of good stuff happening up here. So I'll just have to FaceTime you during one or something like that. Yeah. So, well, that is good. That is good to start. You're right to start thinking because that does take planning. And that season is really almost upon us.
First
games are starting the end of this month.
Go ahead and order your paper plates with, whatever colors you're going to get. Just start gathering.
Collecting
it's time to start gathering.
It is time.
And remember, especially when you're starting out, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Go look around, get your feet wet, figure out, what's
your spot. Cause you're going to have to figure out your spot that you want kind of like, and you'll probably move around a little bit or you'll talk to people that know. That's another thing too, as you talk to people that have done it, that, or whose kids are there, and it depends on what your preferences are. So there's not a right or wrong spot, but like some people want to be right in the middle in the thick of all the tightly packed craziness, right there by the stadium. Yeah. Like some people, that's what they want. And then you're going to have to commit to getting there.
Should I even tell this? Cause I don't want people to take my spot.
No, don't tell them, but you have a good spot. No, here's some bathrooms. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I do. So the junction is the big, everybody tailgates in the junction. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, mm-hmm. and it spreads out kind of,
from there.
Campus, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
But the junction is, it is right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
There are people all over.
It's packed wall to wall, tent to tent. But if that people wander around and they see their friends and it's a whole thing.
Yeah. And, for me, I'm like, this is not me.
Yeah. Hey, Joni and Holly don't.
I don't like.
We like to be on the edge.
Yeah.
We don't want to be completely surrounded.
I can go walk through there and see people. Yep. But I'm coming back to my, my country tailgate tent. And I found a spot and it's right by where the bathrooms are. And
that's key, man. That makes the whole event so much better. And it's a good drop-off spot. You can't park there. You got to park a million miles away, but you can get in and drop off. And, all that you guys will figure out as you get familiar with it, but talk. They should have a whole orientation. They should have a whole parent tailgate orientation.
I know, and they don't. But I will tell you this: there's all kinds of information. I know there is with Mississippi State, but get in, go look on websites and stuff about tailgating.
I bet there's Facebook groups too
and things. I am sure.
I'm sure there are for each school. Probably has a Facebook group that could, give you ideas.
Ask your friends and get in there. It's worth it. I think, once my kids are gone, I may buy the booth tickets and all that, where it is, where you're pampered a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I never wanted to do that while I had kids at school.
No.
Because I want to be there. I want to feed their friends. I want them all
you're hosting,
to be
hosting. It's
welcome.
A little party. Yeah. It's a little picnic party on a Saturday. Like you said, it's a good time to meet their friends. That's another thing too. That's for new parents and stuff. Like that's a great, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of all the things and you can make it simple. Again, kids are, especially these boys, they don't care. You can make it very, very simple. You can get Chick-fil-A and just bring it. Like honestly, you
stick
don't have
pizza.
To do.
Look, get a pizza.
Some cans of soda in a cooler.
Yeah.
And honestly, some bags of chips. But the point is you'd be there to get to know your kids' friends because they're meeting different people and they'll bring them by. It's a real low stakes kind of fun. They can just come by and it gives you a chance to start to meet some of your kids' friends and hang out. Yeah. So we did not have that with our kids, but I can see that would be a huge bonus.
I did see the other day, we have big, cornhole boards.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I mean, we have big Mississippi State. Friend
you have
of ours.
To cornhole, the yeah. designer cornbread cornhole.
We know Jonathan Farrell, he was our SRO, and he did kind of carpentry stuff. And he actually made some Mississippi State cornhole boards for us. Mm. But they're huge.
They're big and heavy and take up a lot of room. Yeah.
You got to take the truck to take them down. But I did see on Amazon just a couple of days ago that they have some flexible, I mean, just like you can fold them up.
Like fold-up ones. Yes. I was going to say they should be able to make some ones that aren't those big, heavy wood. Just some fold-up
ones. You can get some. Yep. So anyway, that is my tailgate advice.
Excellent. That's her little update orientation on the tailgate.
Yeah. Hydrate.
Oh my gosh, seriously. And bring a fan. Even a little personal fan. If you don't have a generator.
Oh, I've got the neck fan. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Such a good time. I'm so excited that we're about to start up with all that, of course.
Yeah.
Naturally. We'll be raring to go. Excellent. We needed to update people. This is no life-changing anything. We forgot to talk about the pistachio butter last week. Would you like to explain to warn?
Okay.
This is the warning section of the podcast.
Okay. So let me say this. So... let me back up. And this has nothing to do with Holly, but when I went to get my blood pellet, they did extensive blood work. So when my blood work came back, I had some issues there going on, like my cholesterol. I've always had excellent blood work. And it was like my cholesterol was high. I had some liver enzymes that were looking so hot. And
I know. I put you through a rehabilitation on our trip.
So I have really cut everything out. Yeah, I mean, I'm really cut everything
making
out.
Making changes so we can be healthy.
So, because I know I've dealt with it in my family, I know what I'm going to say. My dad died with cirrhosis, but not alcohol or drug cirrhosis. Mm-hmm. His was from diabetes. And so I know what diabetes looks like. I know what cirrhosis looks like. I know what heart failure looks like. And I don't want to put anybody through that. You know, so I'm really making some big changes. Anyway, so one of the things that is good for your heart is pistachios. And it will help bring your cholesterol down and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So we're at Walmart and I look up and I see pistachio butter.
Yeah, we were on our little trip and we were getting stuff. This is when we were back at your house.
We were back in Savannah. Yeah. I don't know. We went to Walmart because this makes a lot of sense with that speech. We were going to make the fried pimento and cheese balls.
We had to make fried cheese balls.
That was Holly. Holly wanted the fried pimento and cheese balls.
Of course
anyway.
I did. Of course. I'm not as dumb.
So anyway, I look up and I see this little jar of pistachio butter. And I went, I said, Holly, grab that. I bet that's really good.
I know. We were got excited because I love almond butter. I love all the different nut butters. And they're typically pretty good for you and a good snack. So we did. We saw pistachio butter. Yes. And we were like.
Yeah. So I get out we get home and I get my apple. This is my lunch. Just my little apple. I cut my apple up.
Yeah.
And I get a spoonful of that.
Y'all are not ready. You're not ready.
Okay, so it's green, right?
Pistachios are green. We're fine with that.
It's green. But it was really runny.
You guys.
It was really, really runny.
You guys,
y'all,
this was like runny. Okay, pause. If you have a delicate stomach, just fast forward 30 seconds. If you have had babies and know what a sick baby diaper situation is like.
That it was all that I get. But let me say this.
I did the same thing. I literally could almost not eat it because of the consistency and the color together, which usually doesn't bother me, but I literally almost was like, I don't know.
Then it was kind of like smeared on my apple.
You were smearing baby diarrhea on your apple. It's horrible.
But I will say this. It tasted really good.
It was good, and I
say that, but after I looked, then you went and looked at the ingredient.
Well, it was very sweet. Yeah, it was a sweet thing.
And you said, well, the second ingredient is sugar. And I thought, well, I hadn't had sugar in, 3-4 weeks.
The Wonder Up was so good too.
It was. It was really sweet. It was like a dessert top, but it was so runny. It was so unfortunate. Yes, so if you see that at Walmart, if it had been thicker, like, you know how like natural peanut butters, once you stir them up, like there's the oil on the top and you kind of stir it and it's sort of, they're sort of thick and dry even.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it had been that, it would have been maybe better. I don't know. Maybe not.
So I will tell you this. If you can get past the appearance, the pistachio butter was very good. Just close your eyes. Or if you really want to pull a prank on somebody, get that pistachio butter, pour it in your baby's diaper.
Smear it in a diaper.
In front of your husband, just take your finger and run it.
And just scoop it up and lick it. You will have a Barf-O-Rama on your hands, though. You will have an extreme Barf-O-Rama. Y'all, I had a roommate. I had a suite mate back in college. Her name is Michelle, and she's wonderful. I had the best suite mates freshman year. And she and her friends, she told a story that they would go out and get a bucket of fried chicken, and then they'd go find roadkill. Like, they'd see some roadkill on the road and get a bucket of fried chicken, and she'd get out over that roadkill with, like, a piece of chicken and start munching on it.
I can't do the smell.
And let people, go drive by while she's, like, on the corner of the road munching on that.
Have you seen the videos where they like call a family member to come bring them like toilet paper?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know that this is a
big trend going on. So they will say, they'll call for somebody to bring them a roll of toilet paper, and then they've got like Nutella. And when they reach up.
No, listen, abort. No,
listen, I gotta do this.
Okay.
So when they reach up to get the toilet paper, they smear the Nutella on that person's hand. And it's so, but anyway, you know how much I love people that have Down syndrome. So there was one I saw the other day, and this guy, I imagine it was his brother. He called, his brother to come bring him toilet paper. Mm-hmm. His brother comes in and has Down syndrome and hands him the toilet paper, and he smears it on his hand. And that poor boy.
I bet he did not get over it. I'm serious.
And he was holding his hand in the sink, and he wouldn't even look at it. And then he'd look down at it, and he'd go, this poor. And the guy's just letting him, you know, of course, when it's your brother. Of course.
You get a lot of humor.
So finally, the boy was about to throw up, and finally went, "It's peanut butter. It's peanut butter." He's like, he just looks at me, looks back down, and gags again. He said, "It's peanut butter."
It doesn't matter. Once it's in your head, what it is, it the brain is powerful, you guys.
Oh, it was so great. Yep.
The brain is very powerful. And if that's what it thinks it is, then there's no going back. Oh, my gosh. Yep. That's hilarious. Okay. Let's see. The only other thing that I wanted to tell people about, I do have a couple quick things. First of all, I saw videos of like colorized movie videos of 1908 Olympics in, they were in London, they were in England that year. And they were, first of all, those people were boss men. They weren't landing on any kind of springy anything. They were landing like in a pile of dirt and in like sand. jumping over things and just like landing in whatever. But you know what event they had? They had tug of war. And I want to bring it back. Y'all, I want to bring it back. When I'm president, why don't we have, why do we not have Olympic tug of war? I mean, imagine. Two countries. You know, we can put Russia and Ukraine up there together and be like, y'all, this is it. This is gonna determine. We can use it to solve world peace. We could just have tug of wars.
I learned a lot about the original Olympics when we went to Greece.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And it was really awesome because we went to Olympia, and
that is amazing.
Well, John Garrett wouldn't do it. Caleb ran the first track.
Oh, wow.
And they had a race, and then he won, and they gave him a laurel wreath.
He's an Olympian.
He's an Olympian. He is. Gosh. And, but did you know women could not go to the Olympics?
Yes, I did know that. Because imagine the surprise on my face that we couldn't do stuff.
Do you know why?
Probably get them too excited.
No, because they did it naked.
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't because there was a bunch of nakeds.
They did it all naked. And there was a mother who snuck in. She dressed up as a man and she snuck in.
That would have been us, girl. You know, we'd have been like, put that toga. I had all that practice for my toga parties.
You had your toga party.
I would have been ready. We're just a couple of dudes. Don't worry about it.
They had, I don't think Title IX existed back in Olympia.
I don't think so. I don't think it did. Oh, well, that's, you know. No, that is so, I bet that was very cool to see that. And all that, but I saw the tug of war and I thought, why, that is a great sport. You got your team, you got your dudes, you got your different special. And they just do a massive tug of war. That made me so happy. Mm-hmm. So I want to bring that back. The other thing that I want to just inform people about that, you need to maybe do some explaining, but you guys, Joni, when someone passes away.
I hate a story that starts with Joni.
Joni, when someone passes away from her graduating class that she graduated with from high school, we were looking at old yearbooks. She showed me her senior year yearbook, and there's a bunch of little X's by people's pictures. And I said, "What's that about?" And she said, "Well, when people die, I X them out."
X them out.
You did. You put an X. No, and there's different colors. And some of the X's, y'all, some of them she had to cross out because they weren't dead. She had to take it.
Okay, so here's what happened. And I don't cross out their face. There's not a big X over their face.
No, she doesn't. But there's an X on the side.
There's a little X at the top.
So then I had to start flipping through the book. And I'm like, what happened to this one? What happened? You guys, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
So I was senior class president, right? So I'm in charge of all the reunions. And when we do those, we have to... we have like a memorial thing and we have roses for them, you know, and if you were a good friend of somebody, you know, when we call their name, you would just go and, you know, put your rose in an arrangement and, you know, so, but I graduated, like I said, I mean, we have like 300 in our graduating class. Yes. Well,
statistically, people are,
it's been nearly 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember. You know, somebody that died 20 years ago. I should, but anyway.
Y'all, that book is full of little X's all over people. Y'all,
we've lost a lot of people. We have lost a lot of classmates.
I was a little shook. It was a little serial killer vibe. I don't really know how I feel about it.
It was there. So anyway, I do that so that I can keep up with it so that they can be.
Tell the story of the one reunion.
So people will call me and say, "Hey, did you hear so and so passed away?" Or
they have to report to the president to report.
Yeah. And I try to send flowers from the class, but you know, there are a lot of times I can't find out the information. I can't. You know. So especially when they move away, you don't know what the names of these funeral homes are, and you just
that's a lot. I can't imagine keeping up with all that.
So somebody called me and told me that. Somebody had passed away. So I put him on the memorial list. I put a little X right by his picture. Put him on our list. I went through all my, you know, pages and put the little X there. And so I'm up there calling out names and I called out his name and he went, I'm here. I was like, "Hey, it's really good to see you."
You're looking pretty good.
You look so good.
Wow. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Better than anybody here.
He was alive and she had X'd him and announced he was dead.
I did. And so then I went back and crossed out and went, "Nope."
She did. Y'all, there's a "nope" written by it in her earmark. I couldn't. I was not trying to be disrespectful, but it was just too much. Because we were flipping through it for some other reason. And all of a sudden I was like, "What are all these X's?" And then there was an X and a cross out and a nope. And what?
Well, here's what I was doing, because you had my yearbook out. And so now it's, you know, it's sitting in the den. And I did have to go. We just lost a classmate and I had to go, you know, unfortunately put a, sorry, hang on, let me grab my.
Put a mark. You had to get the mark.
I had to go. Yeah, I had to go put an X over her.
I know.
Over her name.
And I just needed to share that with everyone because it's for a good reason, but it makes me laugh very hard.
So I'm looking at the different pages, and at some point I went, wow, they've lost a lot of people. You know, this page, there's a lot of people missing now or gone from this page now. And then I went, I wonder which will be the first page to go.
Oh, gosh.
What is wrong with me?
You could take bets. You could like run a little
I'm
game.
I'm going to take, I'll take my yearbook to the next reunion and go, okay, guys, here's
all right,
what I do.
So, everybody put your little sticker on the page you think is going to, oh my gosh, you guys. It tickles me. It just tickles me. It's very organized and it's very good, but it just, I never. So I wanted to share that with everyone. Okay. I think that just makes me laugh so hard. I think we are ready for your recipe, if you are ready.
Well, I'm glad that you are.
I'm glad. Okay. It's pistachio butter on toast.
It's pistachio butter.
Oh, no.
No, I had all this written down, and then now I don't know.
Okay.
what I've done. So, I'm going to give you one as soon as I find one. This is actually going to come out of the Lay Family Cookbook.
Oh, and that's always good.
So, yes, the Lay Family is very well known for their cooking.
Oh, good.
And
Ms.
Jane Lay, what I was actually looking for Ms. Jane Lay's Swiss chocolate cake. But I can't. My index has fallen off of it.
Okay. All right. Well, as any good cookbook,
well, let's
it's worn
go
out.
With this. Look, let's go with this from Miss Frances Spencer.
Okay.
Since we've been talking about it, pistachio cake.
Why?
I am. Ooh,
it's going to be good. We're going to redeem the pistachio.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one box of white cake mix, a box of instant pistachio pudding.
Oh, this is going to be good already.
Uh-huh. Three eggs. Mm-hmm. A cup of ginger ale.
Oh.
1 cup of vegetable oil and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans.
Pecans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mix you're going to mix all your ingredients together until they're smooth. And then you just bake them in round cake pans for about 40 to 45 minutes.
Oh, no, y'all.
And then here's your pistachio topping. You ready?
Easy. Yeah, I'm ready.
A package of Dream Whip. Do you remember Dream Whip?
No, what's Dream Whip?
Okay, so Dream Whip actually will make, if you'll get it still, they still sell it, but it will make like whipped cream. So you can make your own whipped cream.
What is it, like a powder or is it in
it is a powder. And if you put Dream Whip in your cakes, I mean, you don't add anything, you just put it in your cake mix, it makes it really moist.
Oh.
Yeah, Dream Whip. Yeah.
Oh, God. I've never heard of this. What could you use if you can't find Dream Whip? Okay.
Make whipping cream or Cool Whip.
Just make a whip. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking it would be like Cool Whip.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Okay.
So with your package of Dream Whip, you're going to do Dream Whip, a box of instant pistachio pudding, and 1 1/2 cups of milk. And so you could actually, and then you just whip it until it's thick and then frost your cake. So you could actually get, like heavy 1 1/2 cups of heavy whipping cream
and put that pudding in it to stiffen it up to make it, but it's still like a nice fluffy frosting, which is nice.
Yes.
Cause you don't want like a real heavy buttercreamy.
You're going to, And if you use the heavy whipping cream, you are going to need to bring it to a stiff point.
Okay.
Stiff peak. Sorry.
And then fold in the pudding mix and the, whatever the other thing was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
milk or something. Okay, that sounds amazing. I love a good cake. I love to bake. I don't do it very much anymore, but I do like a good cake like that. A recipe like that just always sounds like, and it's so impressive. Like I don't know. I always not that you're doing it to be impressive, but it's like when you know serve this beautiful pistachio cake, and that doesn't sound very hard. But it's always just like festive. Festive is a better word than
and
impressive.
I didn't mean you, it would probably be good that cake if you took some of that pistachio butter and you put some spoonfuls in the cake. You don't have to, it'll bake up and it's not going to.
Okay.
But I bet it would add some flavor and some moisture to it.
Yeah, moist. It'll be moist.
Yeah, moist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds
moister
amazing.
Than an oyster.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay, and now I do know I do have my top three.
Top three.
I do have my top three. Okay. Dadgummit, that's Telegram. I have too many notes.
You have a lot.
Well, I will tell you this because I do know this off the top of my head. Going back to my tailgate theme, I have a little platter thing that holds ice in the bottom of it. And then you can put, and then it has the top where you can put your things in it.
Your things. Like your things. Like your veggies like or
bowls.
Fruits?
Well, it's a built-in bowl or a built-in platter. Okay. And so like the things that you need to keep, cold.
Cold? Is that the word we're searching
yes,
for?
Yes, that's what that you need to keep cold.
Okay.
Then so maybe you've got chicken salad. Well, you don't need that to sit out in the heat, but if you keep it in that, you know, in a cool thing, or maybe you want to keep your fruit cool or a dip cool, it's just a whole little.
That's good. That's a good one for what your little thing that you did. Because people that aren't like starting with the generators and all that, you can just keep stuff cool. Okay.
Just keep a chill. It's called a chill pan, and I'll link to it. All right. A grill and picnic caddy. Now. It's got a thing for your paper towels, a little rod. So it'll hold everything there. It's got all your little places for your condiments.
Oh, that's nice.
And so you could take that, I've got my outdoor refrigerator and I can just take that whole thing and put in the refrigerator so that all I have to do is pull it out when I'm ready for the,
that's great.
You know, so
yeah, for your condiments. And then you just throw your napkins in there or your silverware, whatever. And that's very smart.
It's very handy. All right. And then again, and I talked about it, was the tower fan. I have a tower fan that rotates. Mm-hmm. It's got a remote control. Mm-hmm. It's a very, you know, so that way.
Those are great, especially when you're sitting because it's low. Yes. So it kind of blows you. And it's also, they just take up not very much room. They don't tip over. Yeah.
You can put it in the corner and it just goes, you know, back and forth.
That's
so
a good one.
That is those are my tailgate ready. Top three.
Yep. Excellent. I love that. I love that. I'm getting excited now that you got talking about it. I'm all excited. So awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Hope you guys are having a great week. Enjoying your summer still, getting ready for kids to be in school. Those of you who have kids going to college, I know a lot of them are back and freshmen are getting orientated and all this stuff is happening. So it's a busy time of year.
I do have that. John Garrett came home from camp.
Oh, you forgot to talk about
I forgot to talk about my child. He came home. He was going to come home today, but he came home yesterday. And I have some news. Camp laundry smells the same as it did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Laundry
it's not
smell
improved.
Never changes.
No, it's not. It's the like technology has not improved.
It's like, I mean, they weren't even in his Foot Locker. But it smells like they've been in like a wet Foot Locker.
Musty. Everything is just musty. Well,
but also it's got a very distinct smell to it.
It does. It does. Yeah. It's like they don't use soap. I don't know. Like nothing has any kind of it is what it is. That's good to know that it still is the same. Some things stay the same.
Still the same. My camp laundry smelled the same as John Garrett's camp laundry.
I don't know if I like
considering
it.
Considering he's a boy, I don't know that that's a good thing, but it does. It's just
feels right. Yeah. Feels right. Well, good. I'm glad he made it home. I forgot to even ask you about that because I knew he stopped off maybe to see the boys. And did he do that? Did he stop and chat?
He did.
Okay.
He spent the night.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, good. So he's back in the nest for like just 2 minutes and then he'll be out again. Back. So awesome. Well, same with all y'all's kids that are heading out. So getting them packed up. Freshmen, parents of freshmen, don't overbuy. Don't overbuy for them.
Okay. Yeah.
Do not. You can add more later, but it can be a lot and you'll stress yourselves out. So just get the essentials and fill in. So, all right. Well, I got to get going because I have an appointment here coming up with my husband. We got things to do, people to see. So we'll wrap it up. Hope you guys have a great week and we will be back next week. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you. So yeah, corn dip. That is so lovely.
I need neck cream.
So glad that I logged on in time to see that.
It's my neck.
Go put some snail mucus on it.
I need to. I need to. Hey, listen, have you ever seen a wrinkled up snail? They're always very moist and plump. So I'm just saying.
I'm not sure that I really want to look like a snail. I'm just saying.